Hey, Jennifer, Chad Holmes, WXCO in Wausau. Hey, I'm going to hook you in. We'll go right on the air. The time is 9:07, currently overcast skies, 57 degrees in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, Thursday morning, it was a week that started with some exceptionally hot temperatures. This morning, much cooler. In fact, we expect a much cooler Thursday. And to find out exactly what to expect today, and as we get into the weekend, we're joined again from weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we had some really warm overnights earlier in the week, but last night, very comfortable. In fact, light jacket weather when we came into work this morning, and a pretty cool Thursday on tap, isn't it?
Yeah, so we saw that cold front push through the area here, and so today is actually going to be our coolest day for this particular forecast. High only gets up right around about 63 degrees. Cloudy skies here for the day. We normally should be in the mid-70s, so it's going to be about 10 degrees below average for this time of the year. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows around about 47. Warming for the next couple of days, though, as a warm front pushes through. Friday, we'll see some sunshine here, becoming mostly sunny, a little bit of cloud cover in the morning hours. High around 70 degrees tomorrow. 77 here on Saturday, our warmest day this forecast with some sunshine. Sunday, it does look like a chance for some rain showers here to round out the weekend. Cloudy skies starting to cool back down as the cold front pushes through. High around about 69. Monday, a chance for rain showers. Cloudy, high around 66.
Sounds like a really almost perfect weather both Friday and Saturday. So as we get into the weekend, if you have any outdoor activities planned, it looks outstanding. But maybe as we get to the end of the weekend, that chance of showers.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you again for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Sounds great, thanks.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki from weatherology.com. Right now in Wausau, again, overcast skies, 57 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the north at 9 miles per hour. The dew point is 47, relative humidity of 69%. The barometer at 29.99 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 9:09. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will hear a conversation that myself and Jason Foster had last evening with an outstanding young man, quarterback for the Wausau East football team, senior Pacey Weber, helping this Wausau East football program return to varsity play after missing a couple of years. Led the team to a victory in week number one and now getting set for the log game, the Wausau log game, tomorrow night against Wausau West. So we'll hear from Pacey Weber coming up in just a few minutes. Also want to remind you that tomorrow night you can hear three, not one, not two, but three live high school football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio or on our website or on the Civic Media app. We have the Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Assumption Royals. Tom Weaver will be at Marathon High School. Have the play-by-play of that one starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. That will be again live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also tomorrow night, the Newman Catholic Cardinals in action at Wabino Leona. Jeremy Cole will have the play-by-play of that one. You can hear that game live on the Sports 2 stream, both on bowfallsradio.com. You can go to your desktop, go to bowfallsradio.com, and then click on Sports 2 stream. And you can also hear it on the Sports 2 stream on the Bow Falls Radio page of the Civic Media app. So the easiest way to be able to hear our games on our alternate streams is to get the Civic Media app. Just go to your app store, download it, and then it's real simple. You'll just open it up. It'll have a listing of all the stations. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. Click on that, and you'll see right there. It'll have the primary stream, which is what's on the air. It'll have Sports 2 and Sports 3. And for Newman Catholic football tomorrow night, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, Sports 2 stream, and you can hear it live. And again, both on BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app on Sports 2 stream. Meantime, I'll be at Tom Field tomorrow night, the Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks in the Wausau Law game. Again, you can hear it both on BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app on Sports Stream 3. So again, Sports Stream 3, West and East in the Law game live, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. That game can also be seen and heard live on the Wausau West Football YouTube page. We have a radio broadcast along with video on the Wausau West YouTube page. So again, you can hear my broadcast with the video on the Wausau West YouTube page with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And you can also hear Wausau West and Wausau East on a tape delay basis here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 following our coverage of Marathon. So you got that. So again, I would encourage you, if you don't already have it, to get the Civic Media app. Make it real easy. You can flip back and forth between all three of the games on the primary stream, Sports 2 and Sports 3, tomorrow night with our coverage. And we're so very proud, again, to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports and, in fact, three high school football games tomorrow night. So looking forward to that, and should be a terrific Friday evening. Beautiful weather, and should be some real exciting action right here on Bull Falls Radio. We're going to take a quick time out and then come back and hear from P.C. Weber. Talk about that Law game for the East Lumberjacks against the West Warriors tomorrow night and a whole bunch more. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is coming up on 9:13. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. In addition to doing this program on Wednesday evenings, we have the Big High School Sports Show. We focus on area high school sports for 2 hours, myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster. And every week, we're very fortunate to be able to talk in a long-form way to a area student athlete. And last night, we had a chance to talk to P.C. Weber. He is the senior quarterback of the Wausau East Lumberjacks. And it's a big week. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. We haven't had it the last 2 years. The Law game. The Wausau Law game between Wausau West and Wausau East. Always a fantastic energy. The crowd is always massive. We get as big a crowd as we see any week of the season at Tom Field. It packs the old football field. And tomorrow night, it is the final Law game. So again, if you're somebody that is, you know, just somebody who cares about our community, it's a special night. The last Wausau Law game at Tom Field tomorrow night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Again, I'll be there with the play-by-play. You can catch it live on the Wausau West Football YouTube page with our radio broadcast. And the video, you can also catch it on the Civic Media app and BullFallsRadio.com on the Sports 2 stream. But it's going to be a special night. And it's also special because of what's happened for Wausau East football. The Lumberjacks did not have varsity 11-man football for the last 2 years. It was a program that had been struggling big time, a lot of instability in terms of changes of head coaches. But they have a group of young men that have battled. And they went through a JV-only season a year ago and now back to varsity. And they started their season off with a victory at Lakeland in week one. Right now, they are 1 win and 2 losses overall on the season heading into tomorrow night's game against Wausau West. So a chance to talk about all of that with one of the leaders of this team, the quarterback, P.C. Weber of the Wausau East Lumberjacks.
It is a big rivalry.
Appreciate the interview. Thank you.
Absolutely. And the good part is we're not too far from Wausau East. So it's just down the hill from Wausau East.
Quick drive.
Exactly right. Well, let's jump right in because, as I said when we were sitting here during the news, it's great to have Wausau East back. It just it feels more normal for everybody, even though not at East. But let's talk about the process because if not for guys like you and your teammates, it could have easily just gone away completely because it's not easy when you're trying to rebuild a program, especially when you didn't have the opportunity to play on Friday nights a year ago. It's all JV football. Mm-hmm. What kept you and your teammates going when you didn't have that opportunity to play varsity football last year?
I guess I would go back to last year when we were juniors and we found out our 8-man varsity schedule was canceled. We had to play JV. It was a tough feeling sitting in the meeting room hearing that news. But we knew that we had to go out there and had to play a season and we had to come out strong next year. It was all about just, you know, keep going, keep pushing. You know, in the weight room when guys, you know, wanted to give up, it's, hey, you know, remember, next year's varsity, next year's Friday night, It's just the words that kept echoing, you know, our brotherhood. We just had to keep the ball rolling so we could keep guys out and just most importantly get out there and compete on Friday night.
Yeah, I think one of the most impressive things to me thus far is where you were 2 years ago, where you were a year ago, and the fact that you are now fielding three 11-man football teams, a JV2, a JV1, and a varsity. And the first step in that process, when you get back to the point where you guys are at this year, is to come out and compete and to win that first game week one. But then I've watched your games the last 2 weeks as well. And it's a mindset, right? Like, you guys could, I mean, there's definitely games when you're going to line up across from your opponent and know that you're probably outmatched at certain positions or maybe the line of scrimmage or whatever it may be. What mindset does it take at practice every day and then heading into Friday nights back in the 11-man varsity level to make sure you guys are ready to compete? What do you guys do to mentally prepare?
And that's a good point. We know we're the smallest school in the conference. It gives us kind of, you know, a chip on our shoulder to go out there every week in practice. And, you know, we got to really take it seriously because at the end of the day, we don't have infinite amount of depth. And our coaching staff does a great job of keeping us ready and not getting complacent. And teammates do a great job of keeping each other up and just getting ready for Fridays and for the games, because at the end of the day it's all about Friday night and got to bring it every day, every practice, no matter how tired you are. You just got to bring it.
You mentioned the term chip on the shoulder. It feels like I've heard that a lot from the folks over on the east side in terms of I think East athletics generally, not just football. How do you guys use that? I mean, I think it's probably something that can be a very big positive, but at the same time, you don't want to be such a big chip that it actually weighs you down a little bit.
No, I get where you're coming from. We like to use, you know, the chip on the shoulder as more of a motivation standpoint. Just so, you know, a lot of schools look down on us, and we use that as hey, we got to go out there and compete. You know, it doesn't matter about anything else. It's just we got to go out there and compete, and we gotta do what we do, and that's play football.
Yeah, let's look at your season so far, kind of starting off. We'll look at last week, 15 for 30 passing, 226 yards, touchdown, 13 rushes for 64, and that's kind of been your week in and week out. Like, lot of attempts, good completion rate, getting those yards and that touchdown, and I think kind of surprising some people with your feet.
Definitely over the winter, it was a process of trying to get faster. I wasn't real happy with how fast I was last year, and I knew I'd be having to get outside of the pocket a little bit more. And, you know, the drills we do in practice helped me kind of get ready for the week. And I just want to thank my quarterback's coach, Coach Garrett, for always getting me ready every week and always giving me good drills for our next opponents and just getting ready every week.
Let's go back to the first game because I had your coach on the program before week one. And one thing that jumped out was how confident he was. Mm-hmm. He sounded like a guy, because, you know, when you're returning after not having varsity football for 2 years, the expectations were probably, well, let's see if East can get through the season. But you guys went out there, you went on the road, and you won the first game. What was the whole experience like? Number one, getting on the bus with your guys again and going to a Friday Night Lights and hitting the field up in Lakeland and to get that first game and then to see it develop to be ahead and then to win it and come back on the bus. What was that whole experience like for game number one of this season?
It was definitely an exciting experience. You know, just getting to school before the game, it was a lot of excitement. You know, knowing this is our first true varsity game as seniors, and you know, this could really count for something. And once we got out on the field, we knew it was going to be a battle. We knew it wasn't going to be an easy win. We'd have to battle every second, and we did a great job. Lakeland, they scored early, and we did a great job of not letting that phase us and just keeping it together, keeping the composure, and just drive after drive, taking things slow. And defense held together well, and at the end of the game, it was just amazing feeling. But we didn't want to hang our heads too high on the fact that it was one game, because, you know, 9-game season, so we still got 8 more to go after that.
Let me have this. You talk about composure, and that's something that often is a learned trait. And as you said, you and your seniors and everybody else involved in it haven't had the opportunity at that level, at the varsity level, when you have, something that is adversity, some sort of adversity. And you've seen a little adversity now the last 2 weeks. How do you guys, I don't know if you call it a shortcut, but try to get that experience in maybe a quicker way than, because obviously, you know, time is limited. It's not a case where you're going to have multiple years to be able to learn all this. How do you handle adverse situations? Say last week, I thought it was very impressive that, you know, it's 24-0 at halftime. But your guys, you came out and you scored 2 touchdowns, and all of a sudden you're 10 points down in Marshfield, you know, defending conference tri-champions. How do you guys go about, you know, when you do run into a little adversity to try to, when you haven't had that experience factor to kind of go back on?
I mean, yeah, it was no surprise that we came out of the game really slow. We went into halftime. It was pretty quiet. I kind of stepped up and said, you know, look, guys, we're going out there. We get the ball after half. The score is 0-0. Our goal is to put up a touchdown. Take a 7-0 lead for, you know, second half. So it would have been 24-7. And that was our one goal, I repeated, is let's go down and score. Let's go down and score. You know, it's score going out at halftime is 0-0. No one turned the ball over. Defense doesn't make a great play. It's on the sideline. It's keeping your heads up. Hey, we got this, guys. You know, next play. Always thinking about right here, right now, thinking about the next play.
Sounds like some really strong leadership. So tell me, obviously, to be able to go from where you were at this year or last year to where you were at this year, it took the guys who've been committed for 3 going on 4 years to really dig in and hit the weight room and develop all those other skills that go along to being a solid football team. But it also required probably getting some guys out for football who, A, maybe have never played before, or maybe haven't played, got them back out for football who haven't played for a few years. What did you do and your teammates do as leaders to encourage some of those other athletes walking the halls at Wausau East to get back out on that football field?
I guess our way of trying to get dudes back into the program was, you know, that feeling of being out there on Friday. And, you know, it's a special feeling, and you always hear about people who don't play and who look back on it, and they always talk about how, you know, oh, man, I wish I would have played. And, you know, you don't want to be that guy that feels that way, because it's definitely a horrible feeling. And, you know, the dudes, there's still a lot of dudes that at the end of the day, they just, you can't budge them. So, you know, it's all right, screw it. We're going to work with what we got, and we're going to go in the weight room every day in the off season and work and take everything as serious as we can and work with what we got.
Again, we're talking to Wausau East senior quarterback Pacey Weber on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. As Coach said, obviously you're one of the leaders on this team. When you look at your teammates, who are the other guys that maybe you look at as leaders, the guys that are the ones that when you do face a little adversity you can lean on, or the guys that over the long process of getting you back to this point and playing varsity football have been leaders both in the locker room, on the field, in the halls? Other guys you look towards?
I'd say definitely one of our other biggest leaders is our other senior captain, our right guard, Noah DeMoss. He's done a great job of just helping guys stay in the weight room and helping keep guys out. And I could say the same for our junior captains, Jaden, Garrett, and McCray Polichek. They've both done a great job of keeping dudes in sports and keeping dudes in the weight room and just encouraging people, you know, to keep going and keeping that leadership, which is something we really need in the locker room. And it's great that we have it.
Yeah, so the log game. So this is one of those games. This will be the 54th version of the log game. Obviously, East West are always good games. Yeah. You look forward to. I'm sure you guys have circled it on your schedule. Tell me what it means to you and your teammates, and maybe what little extra whatever you're putting into practice this week to prepare for it.
No, it's definitely a different feeling knowing that this is going to be the last log game, and that you know we got to kind of go out there and put it all on the line, because we got to leave a legacy for East, and you know people remember the last one is the one they will remember. And we know Wausau West is a good football team. That's not a secret. We know they're good. We just got to go out there, play our game, focus on who we are, and at the end of the day, keep our composure and play as Wausau East.
Talk more about that game in a few minutes, but let's step off the gridiron for a few moments. What other sports are you involved in?
I do track in the spring, and I just lift in the winter.
What do you run in track, or what? Or how are you involved in track?
Is it running? I do a little bit whatever I can. I do a little bit of jumping, sprinting, relays, whatever I can to help the team.
And what do you like to do when you're not playing football, not in the weight room? What do you do in your free time?
I'm a huge sports card guy. I love sports cards. Big Madden guy. And I play a little bit of Fortnite every now and then.
What's your for sports cards? What are the ones that are your most your the ones that you would say this is the one I just love to have? The one you want to take a look at when you think about it?
I'd say probably the favorite I own right now. I pull the Kenny Pickett rookie auto, which is pretty sick. That's probably one of my favorites. I mean, being a Browns fan, I'm not real big on the Steelers, but I guess I have to be because that card is worth more when he's good. So I guess I'm a Steelers fan now.
Well, it can be a good 15 of the 17 games, yeah. Right? Not the last two. In school, do you have a favorite class?
I would say probably history or business classes. Those are probably my favorite.
I love history, so I always like, when someone says history, I'd always like to know, is there a particular part of history that you particularly enjoy, either reading or just learning about?
I like learning about a little bit of everything. I like, the war is what really sticks out to me. I'm kind of a war nerd. I like reading war books. It just really fascinates me.
And what does your future hold? What are you looking to do after you graduate?
I'm looking to go to business management as a major and looking to play college football.
And that's actually something interesting, because obviously, again, because of the situation, you have this 1 year as a varsity player. How do you go about trying to either, you know, let people know about yourself or in terms of your decision-making process to know a place that maybe you could go and be a factor on the football field? Because that's got to be one of the frustrating aspects. Yeah. You haven't been able to put on the same kind of tape that maybe some other guys have.
Yeah, and it's definitely just about trying to get as much film, especially last year when he didn't have a virus, he just getting out good film. And some coaches have been really great about understanding that and really getting to know our situation. Just understanding the whole process and just about getting good film out there, and at the end of the day, just sticking with the college that feels right and that appreciates your situation and, you know, kind of understands it.
Let me ask that. You have that look like you better ask this question, because I want to get back to this Friday, because as a quarterback, you obviously have to take a close look at the opposing defense, and I've seen Wausau West every week because I broadcast the games. And this year's defense has been really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, especially up front.
Yeah.
As you've watched this defense, what has jumped out in terms of what you've seen on film in preparation for Friday's game?
We know they're a great football team. We know their D-line is probably the best D-line we're going to play all year. They got big, fast, strong, physical dudes. They got fast dudes out there. They're not afraid to hit, and our offense, we just got to be ready for it. Can't get punched in the mouth early. We just got to be ready.
In terms of the atmosphere, because the law game is different, and especially because normally, and I would expect this year, after not having the last 2 years, that they will be lined up around the track, because we've seen that every time they go to a law game. How do you balance savoring that atmosphere, but yet focusing on what's happening between the lines?
Honestly, when I get out there, I really don't even notice the crowd. It's when you hear people cheering, like, I can't really hear it. It's more of just a blur. I'm just so into the game and so focused on what's going on. I don't really get to see who's even there or how big the crowd is till either right before the game or right after it, and that's about it.
I know there's, as the athletic director at Wausau West, I know there's a lot of things planned for this Friday night, being the last log in. There's a lot of stuff with the youth program. So all the flag football kids from both sides, the John Muir and Horseman, younger kids being involved. What would you tell those guys? Like, what do you want them to know about Wausau East football and Pacey Weber? And if you could go back to being a third, fourth, fifth, sixth grader, what do you want them to know about what it takes to get to where you're at now?
I guess something, what I would tell them is just stick with football. You're always going to have your ups and downs, but at the end of the day, just stick with it. Just trust the process, stay in the weight room, keep practicing, keep working hard every day. And if you do all those things, you will see results on the field.
Has this whole experience of having to fight for something, because you and your teammates have had to fight for this more than the average high school kid has, has this given you lessons that you're going to take for the rest of your life in terms of when you do find yourself maybe at crossroads at different aspects as you get into your adult life?
I mean, yeah, the work we've had to put in, and especially the work I've put in, like with football drills and stuff at home, is immense. I know the stuff our dudes put in is immense. I know I'm going to take away a lot of life lessons from this. Just the hard work aspect, like, gotta keep working hard, gotta keep pushing myself all the time.
And finally, what is the feeling in the halls at East this week, and maybe even the last number of weeks, where the school has their football team back? I mean, that's got to be just cool. And what are the feelings you're getting from your classmates and friends in the halls at Wausau East?
There's definitely a lot of talk about the log game. Every day we're always talking about it. We're always watching film. We're always preparing for it, because I mean, we only got two and a half hours to go out there and play the log game, and that'll be it. So we just got to go out there and have the best game we possibly can.
Jason, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations, Pacey, on everything you've done to get to this point. Super proud of what you've done and what you guys have done, and looking forward to the game Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pacey Weber, Wausau East Lumberjack quarterback, getting set to take on Wausau West in the log game, final log game, coming up at Tom Field on Friday night. And again, tomorrow night's log game can be heard on BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, Sports Stream 3, live starting at 6:35. The game will also air on a tape delay basis after the Marathon Assumption game, which will be live tomorrow night on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You can also get our radio broadcast live on the Wausau West Football YouTube page. The Wausau West YouTube page has a video camera that shows the action, and they also put our radio broadcast on it as well. So if you want to catch West and East in the log game live, hear our radio broadcast from Tom Field, and also see some pictures as well, just go to the YouTube.com and search out the Wausau West football page, and you'll be able to watch that with kickoff at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. The time is 9:36. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
It is a big rivalry week on the gridiron as we approach the midpoint of the regular season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school's sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.com.
We have moved into the conference season in high school football. School has started, and hopefully the heat wave is ready to move on to get us a little more football weather on Friday nights. That also means rivalry games will dot the schedule each week, and five of the top 25 most played rivalries in the state will be contested on Friday night. Toma and Sparta will meet up for the 117th time since first playing in 1894. A little further northwest, Menominee will travel to Chippewa Falls for the 111th meeting between the Big Rivers rivals. Other matchups in the northern part of the state with at least 100 meetings include Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point and Hudson facing off against River Falls. Finally, in the southeast part of the state, South Milwaukee welcomes in Cudahy for the 94th showdown between those neighboring communities. A couple Big 8 conference rivalries haven't been contested quite as often, but are still significant ones on the schedule this weekend. That includes the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week between crosstown rivals Janesville Parker and Janesville Craig in the Battle for the Rock at Monterey Stadium. The Battle of Highway M features Big 8 favorites Middleton and Verona meeting up at Breitenbach Stadium in Middleton. Verona downed the Cardinals last year en route to the league title. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
With gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
well,
there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, do it. I'm begging you to do it. No, I'm not begging you to do it, but it really is a terrific source. Be able to listen to Bow Falls Radio and all the other Civic Media radio stations on your phone. It's really, really well done. It's been updated recently. And as I said as well, tomorrow night when we have three high school football games on the air, be able to listen to all three. Be able to go from the primary stream, which will be Marathon against Assumption, Sports 2 stream, which has Newman Catholic at Wabino Leona, and Sports 3 stream, Wausau West and Wausau East. You can listen to all three, go back and forth, keep up to speed on not one, but two, or even three high school football games tomorrow night. Again, pregame activity starts at 6:35, and the kickoff for each of the games is at 7 p.m. Yesterday, we were talking about, again, statements made by Madison-based developer Terrence Wall. And again, I'm not totally sure what the end game is here for Terrence Wall because, you know, he is upset that the Wausau Council did not immediately accept the idea of an extension on Terrence Wall getting the foundry on Third going. It was last Friday, September the 1st, was originally the deadline that T. Wall, which again is the developer for the foundry on Third, was supposed to have had begun the project. And now they want to have an extension until June 1st of 2024. Well, the council did not vote for that extension. They want to take the time up to 60 days to allow attorneys to iron out specifics and ensure costs related to the developer-initiated delay are not borne by the taxpayer. Again, let me underline that. It was the developer-initiated delay. The city has lived up to their end of the bargain. Terrence Wall has not. And now he is off, you know, making really nasty statements about especially two members of the council. Basically accusing Alders Gary Gisselman and Tom Killian of breaking the law and causing a delay in the project. Well, who's the one that missed the deadline, Mr. Wall? So, again, I have no issue at all with the city of Wausau taking up to 60 days to make sure that all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted to make sure the city is in a good spot. And as I mentioned when we were talking to Up North News host Pat Kreitlow earlier in the program, this is not the first time that Mr. Wall has become rather snippy when it comes to issues involving his company. Mentioned the fact that previously he had filed an ethics complaint against a City of Madison assessor for passing out mini candy bars at a meeting. And, of course, Madison's ethics board ultimately tossed out the complaint against the chief city assessor. But Wall's complaint, and again, this shows, I think, what's going on in the head of this man. Wall's complaint said she gave members of the Board of Review candy bars immediately before the board was to consider our objection to the assessments of two properties. By doing this action, she unintentionally, but most likely intentionally, Wall said, influenced the members of the Board of Review to support her side. So basically, he's saying, well, the Board of Review would have supported him except for those mini Snickers bars, or those mini packages of M&Ms. Craziness. And when you come out and just basically take a blowtorch to a couple of members of the WASA Council, are you trying to sabotage the entire deal? I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to watch. But again, I think the bottom line is, let's support the council for having this delay. Again, Terrence Wall and T. Wall are the reasons for the delay. All they have to do was live up to the terms of the contract. They have not done that. So again, support of the council and support of the council people who have, I think, very rightly taken up this time to, again, make a decision on the amendment to the existing development agreement and iron out the specifics to make sure that Terrence Wall isn't pulling a Lucy and pulling the football away from Charlie Brown over and over again. The time is 9:48. We're going to take a break and then come back, have our daily history lesson, let you know about some other events that occurred on this date in history other than Chester Markle running for the touchdown after the block field goal in overtime against the Bears on this date in 1980. But we'll come right back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
You lift me above the old routine. Make it nice, play it clean. Jazz
on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is September the 7th of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1915, former cartoonist Johnny Gruhl was given a patent for his Raggedy Ann doll. On this date, 102 years ago, in 1921, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the first Miss America pageant, a two-day event, was held. On this date, in 1971, 52 years ago today, the Beverly Hillbillies aired for the last time on CBS. The first episode debuted on September the 26th of 1962. On this date, in 1979, ESPN, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, made its debut. On this date in 2008, you remember this, in the midst of the financial meltdown, on September the 7th of 2008, the United States government took control of the two largest mortgage financing companies in the country, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. On this date in 2016, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band performed their longest show in America at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, clocking in at an amazing 4 hours and 4 minutes. And on this date in 2021, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a law restricting voting rights in the state, including limiting use of drop boxes and empowering partisan observers. Again, the party of freedom, right? Some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Singer Gloria Gaynor turning 80 years old today. Actress Julie Kavner, most famous as the voice of Marge Simpson on The Simpsons for so many years. She was also one of the co-stars of the sitcom Rhoda back in the 1970s. Julie Kavner turning 73 years old today. Actor Michael Emerson of Lost turning 69. Toby Jones, actor, played Dobby in Harry Potter, also part of the Marvel films, turning 56 years old today. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Leslie Jones is 56 years old today. Model Angie Everhart turning 54. Actor Diane Farr from Rescue Me and Numbers is 54. Actor Tom Everett Scott of Southland and That Thing You Do is 53. Actor Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie turning 50 years old today. Actor Oliver Hudson, he is 47 years old today. He is the brother of Kate Hudson and the daughter of Goldie Hawn. Actor Alyssa Diaz is 38. She is from The Rookie. Actor Evan Rachel Wood from 13 and Westworld is 36 years old today. Actor Jonathan Majors of Lovecraft Country is 34. And Ian Chen, fresh off the boat, turning 17 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Acorn Squash Day. It is also Beer Lovers Day, I think, for Wisconsin, that one that kind of hits the spot. It is Salami Day, not named after the guy Salami from the White Shadow. White Shadow, one of my favorite all-time shows. I'd be able to drop that in anytime, but Salami was one of the kids on the team coached by the White Shadow. But today is Salami Day. Google Commemoration Day. It is also Grateful Patient Day. Neither Snow Nor Rain Day, celebrating the post office. And it is Superhuman Day, a day celebrating people with disabilities overcoming challenges. Our number for the day is 511 million. 511 million. Any idea? Well, that is the sales in dollars in 2022 of Uncrustables. So 511 million, our number for the day. Well, coming up after CBS News at the top of the hour from 10 a.m. until noon, it will be As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That's coming up from noon until 1, Town Call. From 1 until 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. The Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. And from 6 until 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. So no reason to turn your station anywhere else all day, all night. Keep it right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, again, happy first day of the NFL day. The first NFL game of the season coming up tonight as the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, take on the Detroit Lions. Obviously, you got to root for the Chiefs, right? Because the Lions are in the Packers division. But tomorrow, we will look forward to the big one between the Packers and the Bears on opening day on Sunday. We'll be joined by Mike Clemens. Mike will be from Lambeau Field. He'll be talking to us, previewing the Packers and the Bears coming up on Sunday. So hope we have you back tomorrow for that. And a whole bunch more. Well, Paul Micklegg as well, talking Wisconsin sports tomorrow. Have yourselves a great rest of your Thursday. And thanks for joining me. I'm Chad Holmes on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.